here.
Welcome, Andrew.
Hey, what's up?
Oh, Penguin, okay. Yeah. Oh, all of us have, like, struck out when it comes to recording, so it's great that you're here. Can you record?
Yeah, I just hit the record button.
Nice, thanks. Okay.
Looks like we started the New Hampshire exit meeting for October 23rd, 2022.
I didn't have anything to report. So it's up to you to bring some news. The rest of you, if you have any.
I think it's pretty slow.
Yeah, I got nothing here.
I know
you guys hear me all right.
Yeah, we hear you. I know there is that New Hampshire Liberty Alliance event coming up that we're going to attend, I guess. I think that's in November, if I recall correctly.
Okay.
I don't know if they have announced the location. Did you hear anything about a location?
No.
So yeah, we don't know what the location's going to be yet, but I'm sure Matt Santanastasa will alert us when he finds out.
Matt Sanbarin is requesting letters to the editor. That's not really my thing, but I did start. I tried to write one, but I just was completely blocked. I couldn't think of anything to write. I needed a foil. I needed something recent that had been published, you know, in the paper to respond to, and I didn't have that. I'm having trouble seeing the union leader behind that paywall. I used to use archive.ph, but I don't know. Do you guys know how to see the union leader behind the paywall?
Yeah. Wait. You said archive.ph isn't working for that?
It didn't work last time I used it, or it looked sketchy or something.
I'm pretty sure that works, but,
maybe I should try it again. Checking forum.shiresociety.com to see if there's any exit-related news there. Now I'm checking my own archives.
Answer. They just basically they want to fight forever with the federal government. government. They have no line in the sand. They're a total, you know, control freak. They have to have total control over the entire landmass, and just like, man, just frustrating, these people.
Well, for them, you know, for them, if you're talking about conservatives, well, sort of. In a sense, they're in power half the time. Of course, it's not really conservatives up at the top in the federal system. It's just establishment people, establishment Democrats, or establishment Republicans. But as long as, you know, they've got somebody like Bush the First or Bush the Second, you know, in office or something like that, they're at least appeased enough that they kind of stand down. There's something else that's not precisely, well, I guess it should be bigger news, but it just happens so often that, you know, it just gets ignored, and I've kind of been ignoring it too. But of course, if you think about it, we have independent candidates running in most of the federal elections right now, I think. I mean, we have, I don't know exactly which ones we might be missing, but we have an independent candidate running for U.S. Senate in Manchester. And we, you know, in the form of the Libertarian Party candidate, Jeremy Kaufman, and we have Carlin running for governor. I'm assuming she's pro-independence. But I guess they're being locked out of the debates.
Just to clarify, Carlin Borchenko is absolutely pro-independence. She's had Olu Axelman on her show, I think, more than once. To talk about it. So yeah, she's definitely in our camp. I believe she's got an endorsement from the NHI PAC, and the debate protest is going to be happening this coming Thursday in Manchester, from what I understand. Reed Coverdale filled me in about it, but as of right now, we don't have the exact location and time. I suspect it is going to be at the WMUR studios in the heart of downtown Manchester. And it may be in the morning. They may be shooting it. He seemed to think it was going to be like 10 a.m. Just a heads up.
Cool. What day is that again?
He told me it was going to be Thursday. This coming Thursday.
Oh, okay. Just interrupt me, guys, if you have something better. I'll read Justin O'Donnell's letter to the editor about this. Quote, debate is the fundamental basis of democratic elections and the political process in this country, and one of the most crucial aspects of any race for public office. Without an honest debate between voters, are deprived of the necessary and objective presentation of the competing views, values, ideals, and politics of those seeking to represent them. The voters of New Hampshire deserve to be presented with debates that include all candidates qualified to appear on the general election ballot, regardless of their party affiliation, fundraising totals. Okay, I'm sorry. I've got a formatting error on my word processor, and I'm correcting that right now. So these errors are mine, not Justin's. So anyway, talk among yourselves while my formatting fixes itself.
Well, this is like minorly related, but Press NH has been back into Charlestown select boards. I guess he was allowed back into town. He wasn't in last Wednesday, but he was in the Wednesday before, and you know he was able to audit without anybody giving him any, you know, saying that he couldn't be there.
Charlestown.
Yeah, Charlestown's like, it's like an hour north of Keene, I think.
That's where he was assaulted.
Yeah, it was by the chief, yeah.
And then he subsequently won in court a few weeks ago.
Yeah, the chief was there. The chief was going over his budget. And this was like in a public session, and press was there recording the whole thing and was able to give feedback and stuff.
Good.
But, I would think that given my little experience in Charlestown being fairly open about, you know, some form of secession, it was put in the minutes. So they're aware that, you know, there are pro-secession secessionists, at least in that area. I don't know where press stands on it or not.
Okay, I have the letter to the editor up again. Okay, so the ultimate decision of who should represent New Hampshire belongs to the voters, not to the journalists and media conglomerates who have the privilege of hosting the debates, and the responsibility to provide the most objective and forthright presentation of those candidates. I call for WMUR, NHPR, and any other organizations intent on hosting these debates to adopt the only objective criteria for inclusion possible, including every candidate for an office that has been certified by the Secretary of State to appear on the November 8th election, general election ballot. And at a public event in Manchester this August, Don Bolduc committed to demanding third-party candidates be allowed to debate on stage should he win the primary. I call on him to uphold that pledge. The voters of New Hampshire have a right to be informed. The media has an obligation to inform them. Justin O'Donnell. So he's a Libertarian Party guy. I don't know exactly what his title is with them.
He is the campaign manager for the Jeremy Kaufman campaign.
Okay. So does anyone know what's going on with Don Bolduc? Exactly what is he? He didn't specifically say that Bolduc reneged on his commitment. He just said he demanded that he uphold the pledge. Has he carried through his alleged pledge to demand third party access at the debates?
Of course not. I mean, all he did was say, as I understand it, I didn't hear him say it directly, but as I understand it, he said he supported the idea of Jeremy being in the debate, but of course, he's not going to lift a finger to do anything about it. I mean, if he really meant it, then what he would tell WMUR when they came to ask him to debate is, he would say, well, I'm happy to debate, but you need to invite all of the ballot qualified candidates. That's what he would do if he actually meant what he said, but he didn't actually mean it. He was just saying it to try to get libertarians to vote for him.
If he does, yeah, by boycotting, if you chose to.
I missed a few of those words in the beginning of the sentence. Can you say again?
Oh, I guess that's your point.
Yeah, WMUR has a set of very arbitrary criteria under which they will allow candidates in, and it's basically designed to keep out third-party options.
So when is your federal trial currently scheduled for? What's the exact date, Ian?
Currently, jury selection is scheduled for December 6th, presuming it's not pushed back further.
Speaking of which, the archive.ph appears to be working for me anyway.
Okay, good.
Seems like it's going to be a short meeting today.
Okay, yeah, looks like I'm dry. Any news on that? I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, no, go ahead.
Any news on Defend the Guard?
I don't follow it closely. I suspect any news would be that the state reps will file something when the filing window opens. They're probably waiting on that.
Okay. Yeah, for those who are not aware, Defend the Guard is legislation to stop the federal government from taking National Guard units outside of the state, or to kind of make them stay in the state. I don't know all the details, but it makes it less likely that they'd be able to send them overseas.
That's correct. They would be prohibited from being sent overseas unless it was a declared war.
You know, I had a thought over the last few weeks. You know, if you think about it, one of the reasons you do independence is to try and, it's not necessarily always to get independence, which is not always possible anyway, but sometimes it's just to make the central government a little bit more cautious. And it's interesting, if you think about it, you know, the independence movements in the United States have not gotten that far yet, and maybe there's no correlation, but it's interesting how the federal government actually has over the last over the last year, it kind of has chilled out to some extent. The Federal Reserve has been acting somewhat more responsibly than usual. It's kind of a little bit like 1979, you know, when they tightened their monetary policy, and it had good long-term effects. And they withdrew from Afghanistan. They're starting to legalize marijuana. At this point in time, I would have expected the federal government would have been behaving a lot worse, actually, than it is.
I don't know if we must not be living in the same universe, because, I mean, it looks to me like the federal government's Federal Reserve is cranking out the money supply rate. Interest rates and driving the economy into a recession. Plus, you got them rattling a saber for war in Russia and China, depending on who you talk to. So, I mean, things are not looking so good on those fronts.
How much are they printing though over the last 6 months or so? Is it really that much more? If they're printing so much, then why is the Bitcoin price so low?
They don't exactly correlate. I mean, Bitcoin is its own separate market. So it's hard to say what Bitcoin does or why Bitcoin does what it does. I suspect over time you'll see the price of it go up, but you know, it doesn't always, you know, they flip the printing presses on, doesn't mean Bitcoin's going to go up the next day.
I mean, gold, all the precious metals are also low. Now, they're more manipulated than Bitcoin is, but generally speaking, if you're going to see a lot of inflation, what you will see first is the metals and the Bitcoin go up ahead of the inflation.
Maybe not. People sell for all kinds of reasons. Speculation earlier this year was that there was a big sell-off of crypto because people needed cash to pay taxes or whatever it was that they needed cash for, or they were getting cold feet on their investments, and so people selling led to more people selling. You know, people are animals. There's a pack mentality going on, so it's hard to really know. We may not see the Bitcoin price rise until, you know, another year down the line. Who knows?
Another thing would like so the. When was the last war the United States started with somebody? The last kinetic war with
Afghanistan? Are you talking about a declared war or just a
I'm talking about a Libya-style war. When was the last one the United States started with somebody? Syria? Libya? Libya was 2011. What was after that? What has the United States done since then in terms of starting a war that it's directly involved in, like
you know, with its own bombs and stuff. And that
I mean, they're sending a lot of they're sending a lot of weaponry and bombs to Ukraine, whether or not it's U.S. Army or military actually dropping them might be another matter, but.
Yeah, I mean, we have to have some kind of definition here in order to, I can't really think of one since Libya. So, I mean, again, that's another, that could, you know, that may be another step in the right direction. I don't like what they're doing in Ukraine any more than you do, but by, you know, it's become normal over the last 100 years for the United States to start a new war every 5 years. And if we've gone 10 years without them starting one, that they're directly dropping the bombs themselves, that's, I wonder if that's progress too.
I mean, for me, it seems to be how much is Zelensky accountable, whether or not he's deciding or agreeing to meet with Putin regarding peace talks. I mean, for me, that's kind of the nexus point of you know, wherever this goes.
Yeah, I mean, if you think about it, they spent the whole, first month of the war meeting almost every day, didn't they? I don't know exactly how long it was, but they were meeting consistently. That means it can be done, so I don't know. Has he agreed to peace talks?
I mean, if what's reported is true, he supposedly, you know, avoided, said that he's not attending those at this time, given the present state of the conflict. But, that's hearsay.
Okay, yeah, all right. Well, anyway, I'm getting off topic here, but it, you know, sometimes the wish is father to the thought, but it's kind of interesting to just look at the federal government and ask that question. You know, you don't have the independence movement started to have a cautionary effect on the central government yet. At some point, they will.
There's nothing else in the market right now for people to, you know, for independence movements. I mean, there's things in the market perhaps, but there's not anything that's drawing people away from the current governance system.
Wish there were a better game in town than us, but you know, we seem to be the thing that has the best chance of slowing the federal government down at this point. I don't know anything else that does.
Well, the infrastructure within the state is pretty sound regarding like how the townships function and interact. Like it wouldn't be a jump to like a Swiss Confederation type of situation.
And by the way, when I say us, I don't mean the four of us in this room or NH Exit. I mean the independence movements. I mean the independence movements around the country, some of which are stronger than ours, or at least the one in Texas is. You know, and there's another metric too that's actually worth looking at. Someday we should find a way of sort of measuring all these things in a scientific way. But if you look at the rate of increase in federal spending year to year, that's another key litmus test. And I don't know if that's still, you know, if that's going up 7% a year right now or 10% a year or 2% a year. That would be an interesting number to know. You know, it's the best it ever gets, you know, since the 1920s, it's never gotten better than 1%. That's the slowest it's ever grown during any administration's full tenure. But if that starts dropping, you know, down to, you know, 2% or 1% or something like that, that's another huge sign that things could be starting to get better.
Manchester?
There is going to be some sort of an event, some kind of rally or protest outside of, I presume it will be the WMUR studio or wherever the debate location is going to be for the U.S. Senate. Senate debate that is being hosted on Thursday. The Libertarians are planning to have something going on outside of it.
Is that because the Libertarians aren't invited?
That's correct.
Okay. That's good to have on my calendar. Can you let us know what that is when you find out, like the date and time?
Let me know when he has the details, so I'll pass that along.
Okay, please. Thanks.
Yes, I would attend as well.
Cool.
All right, bye, everybody.